Amen. We do have a word today, amen. God wants us to be encouraged, amen. Be encouraged. You're going through it, but be encouraged.
Yes.
Yeah, encourage yourself in God. Amen.
Amen.
Just read that word. Encourage yourself. Find yourself. Look for yourself in the word.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're in here.
That's right. You're
in here.
That's right.
Did you know you was in the Bible?
Yeah.
You're in the Bible, amen.
Yeah.
Whenever God talks about his beloved, he talks about you, amen.
Yeah.
When he talks about his chosen, he's talking about you, amen.
Yeah.
You are in the Bible.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Next time somebody says, don't you know I'm in the Bible?
That's
right. Amen. I'm in the Bible.
Yeah.
Every time God talks about his children, he talks about me.
Yeah.
Every time he talks about his chosen people, he talks about me.
Yeah.
I'm in the Bible.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let's turn it to our Bible. Turn with me today. Let's go to Ephesians 4. We're going to read verses 1 and 6. 1 through 6. Amen. And good morning to everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good to see everybody. Amen. Good to be back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The foundation is being laid.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. But let's look at Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. Let me know what you have to say. Amen.
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 Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 6. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Amen.
Let's pray this morning. Father, we give your name, Lord.
Because,
Father, there truly, truly, truly is no one like you. We bless you, God, for the faithfulness and the love that you extend toward us each and every day. And Father, we're grateful to be here now, God. And Father, we come, God, to hear your voice today. We're praying, God, that you will speak a word into our spirit. That Father God, that you will increase our faith, that we may walk closer to you at a greater level of obedience. And Father, we know we can't do it alone. And so, Father, we're praying for a release of your word in this place. And Father, as you release your word, release an anointing, God, an anointing to destroy the yoke, so God, and to loose the bands of oppression in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now, God, that every burden is removed, God, as your word goes forward with power and authority. Father, it is my prayer that you will give all of us a listening ear and an understanding heart.
Yes.
Father, we're praying right now that we will be transformed by the power of your word and by your spirit.
Yes.
We're praying right now, God, that we will be edified, strengthened, built up in our most holy faith.
Yes,
that, Father God, that we may fulfill the will of God for our lives.
Yes.
Father, we thank you right now for this gathering. We thank you right now, God, for the release of your spirit.
Yes,
and we thank you, God, that we shall be changed as we receive the word of God in simplicity and in faith.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for it now. God, I ask for your strength right now.
Yes.
God, I decrease in your presence that you may be increased in the sight of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be glorified. May you be magnified. May you be highly exalted, God, because you alone are worthy of the praise. I release and yield myself to you now. Have your way in me. And Father God, bless your people mightily today. Give them what they need. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. Amen. We have a title today. It's called simply Better Together. Amen. Better Together. You and I, as children of God, you and I, in our different relationship that we have with people, we are better together than we are apart. We are better together than we are separated. We are better together than we are divided. And we got to get that. Even if we're going to go, God's going to speak with however He wants to speak on this morning, give whatever scriptures He wants to give us. But if that's all you walk out here with, then you've been made better already. We are better together.
Amen.
Than apart. Amen.
Yes.
We are so much better together. And in fact, the truth of the matter is, we cannot have the type of life and be who God called us to be if we do not walk together.
Wow.
Right. We have to be unified.
That's right.
We have to be together. Because if we are not, then we are prey for the enemy.
Yeah.
And there are so many people in the body of Christ, all of whom are saved.
Right.
Everybody who has accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is saved. And yet there's not enough victory in the body.
Yeah.
There's not enough victory in the body, and the reason why is because there's not enough unity in the body.
Yeah, that's right.
But when we can come together, we're better off. Our lives will be better.
Yeah.
Every aspect of our lives will be better as we walk in unity.
Amen.
And it is the enemy's plan to try to drive a wedge between us. Because he understands better than we do the power that's in unity.
Amen.
We're better off together. That's why he wants to separate us. He wants to have denominations against another denomination, even though we're all under the banner of the true and living God.
That's true.
It makes no sense.
That's right.
He wants to divide husbands and wives, even though God says that for this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Yeah.
So what he wants to do? He wants to divide. And there's as much divorce in the body of Christ as there is out in the world. And that makes no sense.
Amen.
The families of people who are saved are as divided and as dysfunctional as the families of those who live in darkness. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to say no, because I'm better together.
Yeah.
God didn't make a mistake when he put me in my family.
Yeah.
God didn't make a mistake when he joined me to my spouse. Amen.
Yeah.
God didn't make a mistake with me. Amen.
Amen.
And so I can't be hating on the people around me and living in division with the people around me, because then the enemy will have more place in my life.
Yeah.
And God said that we should give no place to the devil.
That's right.
And you know where the devil lives and thrives? In separation.
Right.
Yeah. In chaos. Mm-hmm. In strife.
Yeah.
In arguments.
Yeah.
In disputes.
Yeah.
In gossip.
Yeah.
In hatred.
Yes. Yes.
Those things aren't supposed to be a part of us.
Amen.
Why? We're better together. Amen. And we are going to grab hold of this word, and we listen. I love the Lord because everything he tells us is applicable to our lives.
Right. That's right. That's right.
I'm sorry if we don't have some big, grand pronouncements to make week after week. I'm not really apologizing, bro. Amen? Because I understand something, amen? Life is not lived up here.
Yeah.
Life is lived down in the valley, amen?
Right.
It's lived on the plain.
Yeah.
You go up on a mountain every now and then.
Yeah.
Jesus took them up to the mountain to see him transfigured.
Yes.
And when he was done, he said, he could come. We must be going. Why? Because you can't stay on the mountain, amen,
right.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter was glad. Oh, it's good that we are here, Lord. Can we build a tent? No, you can't build a tent because you're not staying here, amen. We got to go back down to the valley. And when they went to the valley, what did they find? A boy who was possessed by a demon, amen?
That's right.
Who the other disciples couldn't cast out. And you want to stay up on a mountain. We don't live on a mountain, amen?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. So listen, we don't have some big mountaintop thing, people running out falling and stuff. But I tell you what, if we listen closely, we have the power to live victorious lives every day. That's what matters. Not just once in a while, jumping up and down, going crazy. Well, but what do you do after the shouting stops?
Right, exactly.
Amen?
Exactly.
Amen. I wish, listen, can I just say this? Yes. Just say, Lord, help me. But most of life is ordinary.
Yes.
Most of life.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
You get up, you go to school, you go to work, you come home, and you do it again.
Yes.
Ain't nothing fantastic about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
You got to do your laundry. There's nothing exciting about that.
Yes.
You got to cut your grass.
Yep.
You got to do it. I mean, most of life is mundane.
Yes, yes.
But don't you know, God has designed for us to live a life of victory.
Yes.
In the everyday.
That's right.
Not just occasionally, amen. So listen, we have a word. I love the Lord because he's helping us to live victorious every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
And so here's the thing. Here's our victory today, amen, that we're better off together than when we're apart. Amen. So let's look at the word today, amen, because Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1, he called himself a prisoner of the Lord. And he said that he said, I beseech you. It's almost like I beg you, amen. I appeal to you to walk worthy of your call.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How many of you know if you have answered the Lord Jesus Christ, you've been called.
Yes.
The Bible says that we have been called out of darkness
mm-hmm.
and into his marvelous light. Amen.
Amen.
So we have been called. See, sometimes we get called, people that are called. I'm called to the ministry. Sometimes you get too deep, amen. You are called to salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you want to be called. I'm called. Are you called? We're all called.
Right.
We all have a calling.
Yeah.
We've been called to be. Don't you know God has been calling the whole world?
Yeah. That's right.
But not anybody answers the call.
That's true.
Amen. Because salvation is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
God loves the world. Amen. That he sends his only begotten son. Amen. He wants the whole world to be saved. He wants all men to come unto repentance. But not everybody answers the call.
Right.
But now that you've answered the call, Paul says, walk worthy of your calling.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Walk worthy of your calling. And how do you do that? He says in verse 2, with lowliness or humility. That word has been on my heart for about 4 or 5 weeks now, humility. And I believe God's going to speak to us about humility one of these days soon, amen, because it's so important. But he says here that we are to walk worthy of our calling with what? With humility and with meekness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Humility and meekness or gentleness. Amen. Mm-hmm. With patience. That's what long suffering is.
Mm-hmm.
Forbearing one another. Amen. Bearing with one another, making allowances for each other in love. And then verse 3 said that we are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's unity in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, we have the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of us. There's unity in the Spirit. But the power that keeps that unity together is something called peace.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's we keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You and I can't be unified in the Spirit if we're not living in peace with
amen.
One another.
That's right.
If we're angry and disputing with one another,
mm-hmm.
amen, then we can't have the unity of the Spirit. And see, the thing is, we need to maintain that unity of the Spirit because in the unity, that's where we find our strength. Amen. But when we're not unified, it's because we're not living in peace with one another.
That's good.
We're fighting with one another. And if we're fighting with one another, then we don't have the power to maintain the unity that's in the Spirit.
Yeah.
You and I both have the Spirit, mm-hmm. but if we're not living in peace with one another, then we don't get the benefit of the unity of the Spirit.
Yeah.
See, because the Spirit is not divided.
That's right.
Amen. There is no division in the Godhead.
That's
Father,
right.
Son, Holy Spirit.
That's
three
right.
persons in one. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no division in the Godhead. The Spirit doesn't speak anything except what He hears.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I came down to earth to do the will of Him who sent me.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's the Father's will that is being done in the earth by those who truly love the Lord.
Amen.
There's no division. Amen. The Father and Jesus aren't at odds with one another. The Spirit and Jesus and the Father aren't at odds with one. It's a perfect unity.
Yeah.
One of the things that the Pharisees got so upset about with Jesus about, he made a statement, only six words, in John chapter, I think it's John chapter 10. He said to the Pharisees, he said, I and my Father are one. Oh, that set them off.
Yes,
they went and got some stones and they wanted to kill him right then and there.
Yeah.
He was claiming oneness with the Father.
That's right.
Now, they thought he was lying. He was speaking the truth.
Yeah.
But that's what Jesus said. I and my Father are one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Holy Spirit, they're one. But they're three persons. Now, it's one of those things that's hard for us to understand. Amen. We can't fully comprehend that, but we understand it by faith. God in three persons.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And there's no division
None.
In the Godhead.
Yes.
And that's how God wants us to be. Mm. Amen. Where we are His children and there's no division among us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Paul says. He talks about this thing. He says there's one body.
Mm-hmm.
That's the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
One Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen. One hope. Amen. We all have an eternal hope that we're going to spend all eternity, amen, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One Lord, His name is Jesus Christ. One faith, we believe that God sent His Son into the world to save us from our sins. One baptism, we've all been baptized by the Holy Spirit, amen. And one God and Father of all. One. You see how many times? One.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, there's one. One body, one Spirit,
yeah.
one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Not all this division.
Amen.
Amen. It's one. And Jesus said that he said, I and my Father are one. And when He prayed in John 17, in fact, and let's turn there for a moment, the Lord's Prayer. In John 17. Let's look at verse number 20. Jesus was praying for His disciples, and then He started praying for the church. And He said, neither pray I for these alone, not just for my disciples, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's you and that's me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That they all may be what?
One.
As Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, because we're one, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. And the glory which Thou gave me have I given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and have loved them as Thou hast loved me. When Jesus prayed for the church, He prayed that we be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed that you and I would be one. That we would have one mind, one accord, one purpose. Amen. That's why? Because we're better off together. And that's how we can have and experience the will of God in our lives. But if you look at Ephesians again, when it talks about in verse number 3 of chapter 4, it says that we are in to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
Yes.
To endeavor to do that means we have the purpose to do it.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? This has to be a goal of ours, to keep the unity. In other words, you and I can't, listen, you can't afford to be at odds with anybody.
Amen.
Because it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And I know that somebody did something to you. Lord knows, they did something to me too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And many times we get upset and we get angry and we distance ourselves from people and we say, I'm not talking to that one right now. They need to leave me alone. But you know who that hurts? That hurts you and that hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Right. Because see, listen, the power, there's power in the unity.
Amen.
But the unity that we have in the Spirit of God, because see, the Spirit of God is not divided. And the power that we have in the Spirit of God can only be realized when we are walking in peace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to be angry with other people. You don't have the luxury of being angry with other people.
Amen.
Of having bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have it. You don't have it. Listen, I'll tell you this. The quality of our lives will be lessened 100% of the time when we're at odds with other people.
Amen.
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 Yep. So now, you really want to keep that argument going with your wife?
Uh-oh.
You really want to do that? Your life is going to be worse because of that.
Jesus.
You really don't want to talk to your classmate? You really don't want to talk to your co-worker anymore? Don't even want to walk in and say good morning anymore? You really want to do that? The quality of your life will be less because
Jesus,
of that.
Jesus.
And see, some of us think, you know, oh, I got to do this, I'm praying and I'm fasting. See, you can pray and fast all you want. You're just going hungry. Because
that's it. Amen.
Our lives, we can't ignore this stuff and try to do something more spiritual.
Right.
It's the day to day. God is concerned with how we live with each other.
Yeah.
And know what he wants us to do? To live in a unity. Now that's with us as brethren. But also too, listen, God says as much as lies within you, live peaceably with all men.
Amen.
And we said this before, there's too much focus on the as much as lies in you as if that means, well, as much as lies. So that means you got to go to the farthest that you can go to live with peace with other people. No, Lord, they don't like that. Ain't nobody say amen, nothing.
That's it.
But it's still the truth.
Amen.
Why? Because in that unity, in that peace, there is power.
Yes, it is.
There is power. And we try to be powerful, and we try to do things and walk in the power of God, but if we're not walking in unity, then we are not going to experience the power of God in our lives.
That's right.
So it says here that we are to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Peace is the power that binds us together and makes us unified. And when we don't have peace, then we are not unified. And we can't experience the power of God in our lives the way we should. Amen?
Amen.
Now, Jesus said that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Right? If we are divided, I don't care what house it is. If it's the church house, if it's the house you live in, if it's the schoolhouse, if it's the schoolhouse, amen, then we cannot stand.
Amen.
It's not going to last.
That's right.
Amen? Why? Because in that division is weakness.
Yes.
Amen? Mm-hmm. It's just like anything that has a crack or a fracture in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? It's compromised. It's not as strong as if it was one. Think about a bone in your body. When your bone is one, that bone is strong.
Yeah.
But when that bone is fractured, it doesn't have to be broken. It just has to have a fracture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now it's compromised.
Yeah.
That's right.
You
can't do as much as you used to before. Why? Because you're not as strong as you were before, because now, instead of something that's supposed to be just one piece, now it has a crack in it. It has a fracture in it. And that's how we are. Our house can't be divided. If our houses are divided, if we're divided in our homes, if we're divided in our family relationships, if we're divided on the job, that place is not going to last.
Amen.
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 That's not going to last. Why? Because the house divided against itself can't stand. It can't last. Amen. In fact, Jesus said that if kingdoms are divided against themselves, they will become desolate.
Yeah.
They'll become wastelands. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so we can't afford that. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. And I ask you to look with me at verse number 13. James 3. Let's look at verse 13. It says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace."
Yeah.
Now, when we look at this, there's two verses I really want to focus on here. Amen. One is verse number 16. See what James says. He says, Where envying and strife is, there is what?
Confusion.
And what?
Every
evil work. Now, envying means being jealous of other people. Amen? You envy other people, you're jealous of them. Strife means all kinds of contentions.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
You know, all kinds of fighting and disputing. Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Amen.
So, see, when you and your sibling got to that little spat, that was strife.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what was there when you and your sibling were getting into that little dispute?
Jesus.
Confusion and every evil work.
Jesus.
You really want this in your house?
No.
When you and your children, you and your parent, you and your spouse, you and in your roof, under your roof, you really are arguing over who lost the remote? Come on now.
Yeah.
We're talking about a remote.
Yeah.
And you're going to argue over that? And you're going to allow what into your house? Confusion and every evil work.
Wow.
Over a remote.
Right.
Are you serious?
Right.
The toothpaste cap? Somebody lost the toothpaste cap? And you really are going to get into an argument over that?
Oh, Lord.
And allow in what? Confusion and every evil work.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, somebody. We just need to lift up our hands and say, "Lord, forgive me. I know not what I do." Because we all guilty as charged. Amen? We all have allowed ourselves to start arguing, being mad with people over small things, not realizing that we just opened the door to confusion and every evil work. So the newscaster comes out and says, "Well, how did they get along? Well, they were just like every other married couple. I don't believe he would do something like that to his wife."
Oh, my.
Well, what happened? All kinds of evil came in. And see, you got to listen. All but for the grace of God, that's going to be you and I on the television. Amen?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got mad. You just didn't have to, you just didn't have a weapon handy. Come on, somebody.
Right.
We were talking about this the other day, that the blade one.
Right.
Who shot his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He is mad. They were getting arguments and stuff. That's what they said. Domestic disputes and stuff in the past. And that's, you know. But what if no gun was there? Then maybe, right? Mm-hmm. But see, but once you're there, that's evil. What do you think? You think
Jesus.
The evil that was allowed in, mm-hmm. you should shoot her. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Wow. The evil that's in there, you need to throw that at him. Mm. Where is that coming from? Because evil gets let into the midst.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And the temptations of the enemy start speaking. Amen? Yeah. And next thing you know, you're fighting and rolling on the floor. The one that you said to have and to hold. Mm. It didn't mean choke hold.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen? Amen?
But how does that happen? Because you were arguing because he left the toilet seat up. Because you were arguing because he forgot the loaf of bread when you just told him to bring home the loaf of bread.
Exactly.
And, see, and what happens? Evil gets into the house.
Yeah.
Evil gets into the house. And next thing you know, you're doing stuff that you never thought of. Why?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't until the enemy spoke it into your spirit right then in your place of vulnerability that now all of a sudden you do something that is totally out of character.
Wow. Wow. That's good word.
Yeah. And it's because we allowed division. Listen, we can't afford it, y'all. We can't afford it. I'm telling you, we've been covered by God's grace because we've allowed, I don't know how many times we've allowed strife into our lives.
Yes.
Only you, well, you might have an idea, I might have an idea, only God knows for sure how often we've done it. But I can say this, we've done it too often. Amen. But it stops here, amen. Because we got to understand something, amen. We can't afford this. This is what the enemy wants. This is the only way he can get access to us.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. The Bible says our lives are hid in Christ.
Jesus.
Our lives are hid in Christ. But when we start arguing and disputing, we step out of the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And now we're vulnerable. You ain't hitting no more. And now he can, oh, there he is. Come on, somebody. But when you and I operate and do what God wants us to do, devil can't touch us. What did he say? In 1 John it says that the evil one touches us not when we walk in love. He can't touch us.
Right.
Can we, let's look at that scripture. Keep your finger here. We're going to come back. Let's look at 1 John. I'm not exactly sure what God's going to help with. I believe it's 5 and 18. If it's not, we'll find it. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. It is 5 and 18. 1 John 5 and 18. Look what this says. It says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. See, when we conduct ourselves as children of God, amen, God watches over us, and he keeps us from the wicked one. The Amplified Version says, but the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence with him, within him preserves him against the evil. Right? When we practice what God wants us to practice, when we live according to his word, Christ's divine presence within us preserves us against the evil one. And the wicked one does not lay hold, get a grip on him, or touch him.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Amen? The devil can't touch you.
Amen.
He can't touch you. He can't touch me.
Wow.
When we live according to the way God tells us to live. Amen. Why? There's protection in Christ. Our lives are hidden in Christ, and the evil one can't touch us. But when we start to argue and fuss and fight, amen, when the commandment that we have is to live in unity, now we step outside of that divine protection. Amen. And now, what comes in? Confusion and every evil word. Now, let's look at verse 18, because that's not our testimony anymore. Amen.
Amen.
Look what it says in verse 18. It says, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. And I'm back in James. chapter 3. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by them that make peace. The Amplified Version says this, and the harvest of righteousness, there's a harvest of righteousness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a harvest. That means there's a gathering in of crops and fruit of a life that is lived according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. There's a harvest.
Amen.
And there's a harvest of righteousness. It says of conformity to God's will in thought and in deed. When you and I conform to God's will in thought and in deed,
mm-hmm.
we think according to the word of God. We conduct ourselves according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we have? A harvest of righteousness.
Amen.
But it said that harvest of righteousness is the fruit of seed sown in peace. Because every fruit got to come from a seed,
amen.
But that seed has to be sown in peace mm-hmm. by those who work for and make peace.
Mm.
So here's the problem. Some of us are sowing the word of God. We want to live according to the word of God.
Yeah.
But you got a grudge against somebody right now.
Mm-hmm.
That person lives across town, and you don't even talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and you forgot about them, but you got hardness in your heart towards somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You got unforgiveness in your heart towards somebody. And here you are trying to sow into the kingdom of God, whatever it is.
Wow.
Amen. You sowing your prayer, and you're praying, you're wondering, how come my prayers aren't being answered?
Mm-hmm.
Because that seed hasn't been sown in peace.
Jesus.
So you can pray all you want. It's not a seed that's sown in peace. And so guess what? It's not going to yield for you a harvest of righteousness. Because a harvest of righteousness comes from the seeds that are sown in peace.
Wow.
This is why you and I have to be at peace with other people. Otherwise, you can sow all kinds of seed, and you're wondering, why is my life like this? I don't understand.
Right.
I go to church all the time.
Right.
I read all the time.
Right.
I bring my tithe all the time. I fast, but I don't understand it. Because you're sowing all those things, but not in peace.
Jesus.
Right. Yeah. When you got mad at that driver on the road. Yeah. When you're upset at your children, or you're upset at your parents, and you're holding a grudge, and you ain't talking to your siblings. Yeah.
Wow.
And you're sowing all these seeds, and you're wondering why your life doesn't look like the life that God is promising you. Because the seed is not sown in peace.
Wow.
I'm telling you, we cannot afford to be separate.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot afford to be at odds with one another. We have to live in love and unity with one another. And when we do, we will then sow seeds that will bring forth a harvest of righteousness because those seeds were sown in peace.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I can't afford it. Amen. I don't have time to argue.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just encouraging myself. Amen. Come on, somebody. Right? I don't have time to argue. I don't have time to be mad.
Right.
I don't have time for unforgiveness.
Right.
I don't have time for bitterness.
Right.
I don't have time. You know why? Because that is going to... Because see, all these things that you're doing and you're sowing all these precious seeds into the kingdom of God, don't you want them to bear fruit?
Yes.
You want them to bear fruit.
Yes.
But you got to sow them a certain way.
Wow.
Amen? The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. And it's sown in peace by them who do what? Who make peace.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't wait for peace to come. It says you have to endeavor, amen, for the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yes.
David said in Psalm 34, he said that you and I are to seek peace and pursue it. I'm going to turn this so you can underline it. Somebody need to underline that. Let's turn to Psalm 34. Somebody need to highlight it. Somebody need to get it in their spirit. Amen?
Amen.
We all need to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's turn there together. Psalm 34. Because see, we laugh at Romans 12 and 18. As much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. And we laugh. I said as much as lies in me. Is it that gets you off the hook? It's not a sin. Amen. We laugh, but we laugh at our own peril.
Mm-hmm.
Look what God says through David in Psalm 34, verse 14. He says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Not only look for it, because that's seeking it, but then go after it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? You got to go after the peace. You can't wait for it to come. You can't wait. And I've done this plenty of times. My wife and I get into an argument, amen, and I used to wait for a couple of days, and then after a couple of days, it like sort of wears off. That don't work.
No.
Right. That don't work. That's not God's way. God says, you seek peace, and you go after it. So know what that means? She's sitting over there in the corner, and she's the one that came on her face first. And she's the one that said this. But you know what? You go and seek peace. You go, okay, babe, you know what? This doesn't make sense. Look, I'm sorry. Let's just get over this. And you didn't do anything wrong. But you want to listen to the devil? Why are you going to do that? You didn't do anything wrong. You know why you're going to do it? Because if you don't live in peace, there's going to be what? Confusion and every evil word.
Right? Amen.
So you seek peace and pursue it. Amen. You didn't do anything wrong. You still be the one to go over there first and say, I'm sorry. You still be the one to see that to somebody right now. I ain't doing that. I heard it. Just now. I didn't do anything wrong. See, you don't get it. You don't get it. Jesus didn't do anything wrong either. He went to the cross. Come on, somebody. You can't be sitting there going, I didn't do anything wrong. What if Jesus thought that way? You and I would be dead in our sins right now.
That's right.
We got to follow his example. He took punishment even though he didn't do anything wrong. You can't go over there and apologize even though you didn't do anything wrong? Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You ain't greater than your Lord. Amen.
Jesus.
You seek peace. You go after it. You pursue it because you do it with the understanding that's born of wisdom. When I live at peace with my spouse, with my children, with my parents, with my siblings, with my co-workers, my classmates, my neighbors, the brothers and sisters in the church, when I'm living at peace, then I'm sowing seeds in peace that are going to bring forth a harvest of righteousness in my life.
Amen.
So they may think, you know, they can think whatever they want. They can think, oh, that, you know, you're a softy and they got over on you or whatever. You're operating at a higher level.
Amen. Right?
You're operating with understanding.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And you and I got to understand this most of all. When I say you and I, I'm talking about those of us in the body of Christ. Those of us in our families. We're better when we're operating together in unity and in harmony than when we're arguing with one another.
Amen.
So what it says is we got to seek peace and pursue it. Amen. So what does this mean? How do we begin to do this? Amen. Well, best place is we can start at home. And we've been talking about it already. Husbands and wives.
Right.
Amen. We got to live together. Husband and wife, you got to live together in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have to. Amen. Why? Because God says that the two of you are one.
Yeah.
Amen. The two of you are one. Husband, what he said to you? Love your wife? I heard my wife say that. I am. As Christ loved the church. Amen. And gave himself for it. Amen. Amen. Says you love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. In Colossians it says that you know that you are to love your wife and that you are not to be bitter toward her.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
First Peter, it tells us, amen, that we need to live with our wives according to knowledge and honor her. Come on, somebody. This is what the word says. Now, you got a choice. You can get start going, no, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. You don't know what this woman's done to me. And she always. Okay, you go ahead and do that. Guess what you just let in? Confusion and every evil word.
Amen.
Well, why? They said something to you too.
Submit.
Until your own husband in all things.
All things.
All things.
As unto the Lord.
That's what he said.
That's
God's word.
But see, but I'm not listening to him. Amen. I'm not listening to that.
But then you let in confusion, then be even worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Children, honor your mother and father in the Lord, for this is right.
Yes. Amen.
The first commandment with the promise that all will be well with you and your days will be long on the earth.
Amen.
But now you want to buck the curfew and all these other kind of things because you think you're grown. No, you're silly. Amen.
So come on, somebody.
Right.
Because we're allowing confusion and every evil work to come in.
Yes.
Amen. Fathers and mothers, provoke not your children to anger.
Amen.
But how many of us have made that mistake?
Yes.
And what do? We let in confusion and every evil work.
Yeah.
You're supposed to get along with our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
You're supposed to get along with people. Amen. Who's our neighbor? Everybody we come in contact with. Amen.
That's right.
Wow. This is how God tells us how to live on the job. He tells us how bosses are supposed to relate to their employees and how employees are supposed to relate to their bosses.
That's true.
Amen. But we have to do these things because if we don't, right? Then we're not living in unity and peace with one another. We start to live separate and apart. And that's now we are open prey for the enemy. It is better for you by far to live in unity and peace in your household with your wife, your children, your parents, your whoever else is living in it, grandparents, siblings, whoever. It is much better that if you are of one mind and one accord, and does that mean that everything is always going to go the way you want it, or the way everybody wants it? Of course not. But when disagreements arise, we got to get better at solving them without allowing ourselves to become disagreeable and angry and upset.
Yeah.
We need to act like we're intelligent people.
Yeah.
Some of us, like, we don't have, you know, we like turn into Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
People get mad, Brother Joe,
right.
because somebody ate their snack.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
That's right.
We get mad because somebody ate the last piece of cake.
Right.
Whole atmosphere in the house all changed now.
Right.
Who ate the last piece of cake? Are you kidding me?
Right.
We need to laugh at ourselves, but we need to also pray for forgiveness too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because this makes no sense. And we let in the enemy.
Wow.
And next thing you know, our lives are turning and things are spiraling out of control. And you wonder where all this stuff come from.
The devil messing with me.
But you know why he's messing with you? Because you allowed him in.
That's right.
But when you're unified, you and your wife and your children and your co-workers and your employees and your bosses, your classmates, and amen, when you're teammates on the, you know, the basketball team or whatever, when you operate in unity, you're strong.
Mm-hmm.
You're strong. And as Christians, we need to understand that more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That in our lives, the power of God gets released in our lives when we live in unity with everybody we come in contact with.
Yes.
We live in peace with everybody we come in contact with. Even those who don't want to get along with us. Don't get resentful, don't get bitter, don't get angry. Amen? Because you understand something. I'm living in peace with everybody. I'm seeking peace and I'm going to pursue it. Why? Because that way, I'm going to be better off. And certainly with my brethren in Christ, those who have the same Lord and Savior that I have, those who have the same Spirit that I have, right? Remember this?
Right.
One body, one Spirit, right?
Yeah.
One hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father.
Right.
We got that all in common. So guess what? We're going to be on one page.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're going to be on one page.
One page.
I don't know. You got to set a rule in your house. There's going to be peace in this house.
Amen.
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 Amen. There's going to be peace in this house.
Amen.
Amen. If you got to fight for something, fight for peace.
Amen.
Don't fight over, you know, what movie you going to see tonight and all that kind of stuff. Don't fight over chores. Who didn't do it? You left the dishes in the sink. Really? You know,
right.
You really going to fight over who left the dishes in the sink? Oh, that, we all just need to, we just, oh, Lord. Amen. But there are some benefits. Let's just touch on the benefits and we'll get on about it here. Amen. The benefits of unity. Amen. But we see that there's some danger, right? Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. We see there's some danger in not being unified and not being at peace with one another, not living in harmony, right?
Amen.
We live in confusion and every evil word. And we know that means the devil, right?
Right.
Because God is not the author of confusion.
Right.
Amen.
Right? So the enemy comes in trying to confuse things. Amen. And every evil work comes in with it. Amen. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 4 so we can see a couple of benefits of this unity because there's power in it. Look at Ecclesiastes 4, verse number 9. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Right? But if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls. But he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and the threefold cord is not quickly broken. You see, when we live together as one, amen, when we come together as a group, or even just two of us, but we are the one mind and one accord, we can accomplish more things.
That's right.
We can be successful.
Yes.
Amen. We can be successful. We can help one another be successful.
Right.
Amen. We can overcome opposition. You see what this says? If one prevail against him, two shall withstand him.
Right.
The enemy can come. We can have opposition in our lives. But we can overcome opposition if we stay together.
Amen.
Amen. If we stay together, we can overcome opposition.
Amen.
But when we stand alone, right, then the enemy can prevail against us. Amen. And it says, woe to him that's alone, because when he falls, he doesn't have somebody else to help him up.
Amen.
Amen. But when we're unified, when you fall, I don't talk about you, I help you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Why? Because if I'm operating in that unity of the Spirit, you're a fallen comrade. You're a fallen brother or sister. I need you up. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because once you're up, then together we can go back to back and fight off the enemy.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
There's benefits to it. We can help each other be more successful when we're together.
Right.
Well, I'm not envious of you and jealous of you. You know, there's some people who are jealous of people who have a word of life in their mouth for you.
Yeah.
You're jealous of that woman because she has nice hair and she got nice clothes. But she got something. If you go over there and talk to her, she can share with you wisdom that can help turn your life around.
Yeah.
But you mad at her, don't even know her.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, the mad at another, but he think he all that. No, he's not all that, but he's going to the things of God. And guess what? He has enough humility and spirit that if you would go over there, he would share with you everything he knows.
Amen.
Right.
Right. But you cause a wall of division. And now guess what? You over here struggling for no reason whatsoever. The devil is a lie, amen. That stuff is over,
amen.
We are going to live in peace with one another. And we're going to, guess where we're going to practice? Right at home. Do it at home first, then do it in the church. Don't come here being all unified and in peace and you home arguing.
Amen.
That's right.
That's
right.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
You do it at home first. That's your training ground.
Praise the Lord.
You do it at home, then you come.
Praise God. Amen.
That's how it's got to be. Amen.
Yep. Yep.
That's the way it's got to be. So we got plenty of time to practice.
Amen.
But we can be, we can conquer enemies, we can overcome opposition when you and I are together. Amen?
Amen.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse 19. Jesus speaking says this. He says, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mm-hmm. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." Mm-hmm. Now what's underlying here is this, that the two shall agree. You got to be in agreement. Mm-hmm. But you got to be operating in the Spirit. Because then if you're in agreement, you're not going to be asking for the wrong things because you're going to be guided by the Spirit.
That's right.
So when you're operating in the unity of the Spirit and you're in agreement as you go to God in prayer, the Word says you'll get it.
Right.
You'll get it. Now, if you want to be in agreement on something that's outside of the will of God because you're operating according to your own Spirit, not the Holy Spirit, you ain't getting that.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring 1,000 people together and pray unto God for it. You ain't getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you need to bring two people who are operating in the unity of the Spirit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
No agenda. Right? No selfish ambition.
Mm-hmm.
They simply want the will of God to be done in a particular situation. And they come together
mm-hmm.
in agreement. You can ask God for something. Jesus said you'll get it.
Yeah.
Right? You'll get it. But you have to have that same Spirit. That's why you can't have a show-off spirit. There's some people who show off.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yep.
There's some people who show off. They show off in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Show off when they're singing.
Mm-hmm.
No anointing on the song now, because somebody up there is showing off.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Some people show off when they're praying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Showing off. When we, listen, we don't need none of that.
Amen.
Just pray. Lord, help us. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
But when we're in agreement with one another, and we ask God for anything, God said we'll get it. And he said, if two or three are gathered together in my name, which means, again, in unity, what he promised, I'm going to be right there.
Right there.
That's why we have to be unified. I don't care what. We got to be unified. Why? Because Jesus ain't showing up otherwise.
That's right. That's right.
But we ain't gathered in his name. The only way we can gather in his name, we gather with that same oneness of mind, oneness of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That all we want to do is see Jesus move in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All we want to do is see people be changed and transformed by the power of God operating.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not about me, not about you, not about who's preaching, not about who's teaching, not about who's singing, not about who's playing the instrument. It's simply about God being released in the midst to touch people's lives.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
That's what it's about. But when we're unified, then we can see it happen. And then in John 13, amen, Jesus said that the world will know that we are his disciples when we have love one to another.
Yeah.
When you and I walk that way in unity, and they can see that we get along, we actually get along, don't see fights out in the church parking lot.
Amen.
Amen. People ain't screeching away from the phone. I ain't got to come back in again. Because when they see that, they wonder, what in the world?
Exactly.
When they see us arguing, when they see people who have, you know, certain platforms, amen, and using their magazines to tear down, write articles to tear down other people in the body of Christ. Look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them. They're no different than anybody else. Amen. When they see us, amen, when they see our kids hanging out on the street corner as much as everybody else, and they see us, you know, in the divorce court as much as everybody else, you know,
different.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You drinking just as much as the other guy. Amen. Come on, somebody. We are peculiar people.
Yes.
We are supposed to be different.
Yes. Yes.
We're called by the name of the Lord. But when people see us arguing and fussing and fighting with one another, they don't believe that we're disciples of Jesus.
Yeah.
If they're doing it, look at them. They're no different than us. They fight just as much as we do. We can't afford it, amen. But when we live in unity, people will we provide a better witness to the world.
Yes.
When we operate together, we provide a better witness to the world of the God we serve. Amen. We provide a better witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we live in unity and we operate in unity, we get our prayers answered.
Yeah.
Amen. When we operate in unity, we're able to help each other become successful.
Yes.
When we operate in unity, we're able to overcome the enemy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, life is better when we operate together than when we operate apart.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you two stories. We're going to leave. Amen. Mm-hmm. They're both from the Bible. In Genesis chapter 11, you don't have to turn there, but in Genesis chapter 11, that's when the people were going to build the Tower of Babel. You remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted to build that tower because they wanted to have a great name. Amen. And they want to build this tower for themselves. And God was listening to all this from heaven.
Yes.
Amen. He's listening to all this. I just want to read something here. He says, the Lord came down to see what they were doing.
Yeah.
But in this is Genesis chapter 11. But it said that they were, that the people were speaking with one language and one speech. In other words, they were speaking with one language and they were speaking the same words. You hear that? They were speaking with one language, and they were speaking the same words. That's important.
Yeah.
You and I can speak the same language, but if we ain't speaking the same words, we ain't getting along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
You say go left, I say go right, we're going to separate.
Yeah. Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
It's not enough to speak the same language. You got to speak the same words. They were speaking the same language and the same words. They wanted to build this tower up into the sky. And the Lord came down, and he said, he came down to see what they were doing. And he said, behold, watch what God said. He said, behold, the people is one. And they all have one language. He said, and this they begin to do. In other words, this is only the beginning, is what he is saying. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. He said, now nothing that they imagine will be impossible. Why? Because they were speaking the same language using the same words. Now, they had the wrong motive.
Yeah.
And so God had to come down. What did he do? He gave them all these different languages so they couldn't understand one another.
Yeah.
And they stopped speaking. They stopped working, right? Mm-hmm. See what happens when you don't speak the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
You get scattered, right?
Yeah.
You don't work together anymore. But when you have one language and you speak the same words, God himself said that nothing shall be impossible for you. Anything you imagine is possible. Now think about that for a good minute. Think about every couple, every married couple. Think about every family. Think about every church. Think about every business. Think about every community where the people were thinking the same thing and using the same word.
Mm-hmm.
God said there's nothing that will be impossible for you to come.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, you know what? If there's a husband and wife that's in some trouble right now, if there's a sibling or a family that's in trouble right now, get on the same page.
Yeah.
Start saying the same things in the same language.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Because now God says there's going to be nothing impossible for you to accomplish.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Now, I've got to speak the same language and the same words with my wife.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Because then that means there's nothing that we can accomplish. God said that. And see, if we're working in the unity of the Spirit, we're not wanting things that are contrary to God's will.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? We're not going to want anything that's contrary to God's will. And so your life is going to reflect what you're imagining.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Glory to God. You can go home and you and your wife can lay in the bed and you and your family can get together and y'all can just start imagining stuff.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord.
Amen.
Now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You can go home and start imagining stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you wanted.
Yes, Jesus.
Come on, somebody. Amen. I imagine a 4,000 square foot house.
Jesus.
Lord.
Amen.
I imagine a thriving business.
Amen.
I imagine all of my children in happy marriages.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Come on. All you need is someone who's operating with you in the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's saying the same things you are saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. If it can be done for evil.
Exactly.
Come on.
Amen.
If it can be done for evil, when they were thinking, I'm going to build this tower so that our names can be lifted up in the earth, you got to understand the power that comes when we operate together under the Spirit of God. There's nothing we can't do.
Yeah.
You can turn your situation around. There's nothing you can't do. But when the money is tight, when the bills are due, right? When hopes have been dashed, when dreams have been deferred, you know what the enemy wants to do? Pit us against one another.
Right. Yeah.
We ain't never getting out of that mess.
Right.
Mm. Exactly. We ain't never going to get out of that mess if we get into that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we're going to get out of that mess, we got to speak the same language and say the same words, operate in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
Yeah.
And God says there's nothing,
nothing.
Yes.
That you can imagine that you won't be able to do.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
The last story I want to tell you is this. I just want to remind you, in the book of Nehemiah, when they went to build the wall, Sanballat and Tobiah kept coming up to them and saying, what do you people think you're doing? You can't build up this wall. You think you're going to build this wall? If a fox went on this wall, it'll fall down. They went away laughing and everything, right? And they just kept doing it, kept doing it, kept doing it, telling them, mocking them of what they were going to do.
Yes.
But Nehemiah said that the people build it because they have a mind to work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
They had the same mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Amen. They had a mind to work.
Yep.
Amen. And despite all the opposition, it says in Nehemiah chapter 6 that they built that wall in just 52 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that was thought that they, people tell them, you can't even do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
They did it in 52 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's less than 2 months, you know.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
They did something that everybody said they couldn't do, period, and they did it in less than 2 months.
Yes.
Why? Because they were unified.
Amen.
They were so unified that there were some of them, they were working with one hand, and the other hand they had a weapon.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But they all were unified. They had a mind to work. When you and I have a mind to work together, and we speak the same language, the same words, when husband and wife and families and churches can get together and maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, our lives are better.
That's right.
We're going to accomplish things that other people think we can't do.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
We're going to do it in record time. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to do great things. Things that we imagine we're going to be able to accomplish. Amen. But you know how? It's not because of anything that you learn something new. You just stop fussing and fighting and arguing and striving.
Amen.
You know enough word.
Yes. Yes.
You know enough word and you know God enough.
Yes.
It's the fighting and the striving that's keeping us back. But you know what? No more.
Amen.
Amen. No more.
No more.
Why? Because we are better together.
That's right.
Than we are apart. We're better together than we are separated. And we are better together than we are divided. Amen.
Amen.
Now let us go home from here and start living this thing out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Start right now. And you should be looking forward to that next trying to argue. You go, not anymore. Not anymore. It's okay. Cap off the toothpaste. It's okay. You ate that last piece of fried chicken that I was thinking about when I was in the church. That's okay. You drunk my Kool-Aid. That's okay. You forgot to pick up my dry cleaners and I don't have anything to wear tomorrow. That's okay. Come on, somebody. Instead of being quick to get mad, you always forget to. You letting in confusion. And we will work. Bond of peace. Amen. Unity of the spirit. And we're going to be able to do great things. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's stand up and pray together. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. No more. Amen. Life of victory. Glory to God. Father, we bless you right now. We thank you, God, for the word you've spoken to our spirit. Father, we truly are better off together than we are apart. Father, I'm praying right now for unity. Unity. For every married couple,
yes.
Unity.
Yes.
For every household, unity.
Yes.
For every family, oh
yes.
God.
Yes.
Unity on the job, unity in the church, unity
yes.
in school, unity in our communities, oh God.
Yes.
Unity, oh God, throughout the whole body of Christ.
Yes.
Father God, you have called us to oneness, oh God.
Yes.
We'd be of one mind and of one accord, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, the church, oh God, of the day of Pentecost grew. The early church grew because they had oneness. They had all
yes.
things in common
yes.
in the name of Jesus. And they saw great growth and they saw great miracles
yes.
in their midst. Father, let us have all things in common. Let us, oh God, focus on the things that we have in common and
yes.
magnify those instead of magnifying our differences.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, just because someone is different doesn't mean they're wrong. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Just because somebody thinks differently doesn't mean that they think wrong.
Yes.
Just because somebody responds differently doesn't mean that they're wrong.
Yes.
Father God, forgive us for all the times, God,
yes.
that instead of pursuing
yes.
peace,
yes.
we have been quick. With a sharp word. We have been quick with anger. We have been quick with a word of division.
Yeah.
Father, forgive us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Grant us your grace and your mercy, O God. And give us the wisdom and the strength we need to get it right from this day forward in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying right now for the spirit of unity, O God. To just be in our hearts, oh God, to be a focus and a priority for us in our lives.
Yes.
That God, that we may see the power of God, that we may see miracles, that we may see victory in our lives
yes.
in greater measure than we ever have before in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus said that blessed are the peacemakers.
Yes.
For they shall be the children of God. Father, we thank you, God, that if we operate in peace, we show the whole world that we are truly your children. Father, I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That all the mistakes of the past, God, that we will let them go. And that we will now walk in a new victory that you have given us through your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we truly are better together. Let us, O God, operate with a oneness of heart, oneness of mind, oneness of spirit, oneness of purpose in every relationship that we have. And God, we're believing that as we do that, a grace shall be released in our lives.
God.
And the power of God shall be made evident. Father, we believe it by faith and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.